Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Careful students of the Scriptures know about the importance of appointing elders in every church. Acts 14:23. In our zeal to have elders in every church, we sometimes use unwise practices. We push to have elders even where there is no one qualified for that office. Churches can be scripturally organized without elders, as is evident from the reading of the New Testament. But they cannot be scripturally organized with unscriptural elders. Sometimes churches have good men who otherwise would be qualified, but who have no desire to serve as elders. It is not unusual for churches to pressure those men to accept the responsibility of the eldership. That, dear friends, is a mistake, as we shall see in our brief study today. One of the qualifications of the eldership is that the men accepting the office must desire to be elders. Tragically, some men desire the work, but are not qualified. Paul wrote, "This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work." 1 Timothy 3:1. Unless the man has a desire for the work, he should not be pressured into taking it. Peter commanded the elders in Asia Minor, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." 1 Peter 5:2. Peter lists two sets of expressions which deserve our careful study. Not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. The word constraint means not forcing it. This word is used only here in the New Testament. But a verb form of the word is used 9 times in the New Testament and is rendered constrained, Matthew 14:22, and compelled, Acts 26:11. The work of an elder is so time-consuming and burdensome that it should never be forced on anyone. Instead, the work should be accepted willingly. Willingly is the opposite of constraint. Scripturally speaking, no work should be forced on anyone, whether elder or not. The second set of expressions is, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Filthy lucre is an archaic expression meaning base gain. The New American Standard Bible translates the Greek sordid gain. The Revised Standard Version renders it shameful gain. Since elders generally are not paid for their service, why would Peter speak of money in this context? In our day, and true to some extent in Peter's day, churches handle large sums of money. I know churches whose annual budgets run into the millions of dollars. If a man is greedy, he may be tempted to use some of the money for his own benefit. It has happened, as everyone in my audience knows. There have been cases where church leaders, not necessarily elders, have misused large sums of money, sometimes into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Elders are not to take the position for money's sake, but of a ready mind. The word in Greek is not an adjective but an adverb. They should accept the word readily or with eagerness. In other words, they should take the work because they are in love with the Lord and want to see His kingdom grow, both numerically and spiritually. Elders of the Lord's church should be good students of the word, diligent in their concern for the members of the church, and willing to spend whatever time necessary to do their work effectively. It is a grave responsibility, but it pays rich dividends. How desperately the church in our generation needs good elders. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.